Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fourth. The DH, Otto Velez. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Damaso Garcia. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Garth Eorg. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Danny Ainge. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jim Clancy. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The left fielder, John Wathan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave Chalk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Wilson steals second. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball four. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Wilson moves to third. Brett moves to second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it and throws to second for the out. Wilson scores. Brett moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk takes first base on ball 4. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Quirk. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Quirk steals second. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chalk for the out. Quirk moves to third. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Amos Otis now playing center field. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Way then. Ainge reaches second base with a double. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ainge moves to third. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk misplays the ball. That's an error on Chalk. Ainge scores. Witt moves to second. It's Blue Jays, 1, Royals, 1. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Way then moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Ainge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Griffin settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Clancy, and towards Griffin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Way then moves to third. Brett moves to second. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Royals 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Frank White now playing second base. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-1 in the game. Velez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Velez moves to third. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell strikes out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 1 in the game. Eorg bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Velez scores. Garcia moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Blue Jays. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ainge hits a fly ball into right field. Quirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Quirk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Blue Jays, 2, Royals, 2. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops it up and throws to first, with splitter covering, for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Way then. Baylor reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops it up and throws to first, with splitter covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Witt and he is out, Griffin applying the tag. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Eorg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a line drive towards the mound. Clancy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ainge hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Quirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffin. The throw from Porter and he is out, White applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby now playing right field. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington bunts towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Garcia covering, for the out. White moves to second. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wathen takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mosby. Brett reaches second base with a double. White scores. Way then goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Royals. Mike Willis now pitching. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 5-2, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Ken Schroem now pitching. Rusty Torres pinch runs for Willie Akins. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Ainge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing right field. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor moves to third. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Velez hits a fly ball into center field. Otto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. Baylor scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Royals. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torres throws the ball into Washington, who tags Howell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Garcia moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into right field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to second. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wathen takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to third. Otis moves to second. Mike Barlow now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Eorg. Brett reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. Otis scores. Way then goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Braun pinch hits for Garth Eorg. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ainge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Way then. Mosby reaches second base with a double. Witt moves to third. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Toronto Blue Jays, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.